We're in the middle of Siman Mem Zayin. We're up to Seif Yud Beis. Let's take a look in the Mechaber. Af im lamed b'layla, even if you're learning at night, halayla holech achar hayom. The nighttime follows after the day, she'ovar, that just passed. So even though in Jewish law, we say vayera vayivoker, that the nighttime is like the next day, so for Shabbos and Yontif and all those different dinim, so really when you come to the nighttime, you come to the next day, for Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, the daytime Birchas HaTorah covers the learning that you'll be doing at night as well. You don't need to go make another bracha kolzman that you did not sleep. So this is again part of the same suffix we discussed in Sif Yud Aleph. What about a case of Shenas Keva al Mitaso? So the Mechaber there quoted two opinions. He said it is a hefsik, and it says the minig is that it's not a hefsik, although the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that some achronim disagree that it is considered a hefsik, and maybe it's best to treat it like a hefsik. We mentioned making a tanai, that it should be a hefsik, but nevertheless, it seems that it's a little inconsistent with the minhag that a person who's up all day, he makes the bracha, and then it works for the nighttime, calls man they didn't fall asleep. But it doesn't work for the fact that you need to make it once a day every day starting at night. Now you could argue that no, Birchas HaTorah is something we make once a day every day, once every 24 hours. And since our time of usually making Birchas HaTorah is early in the morning when we first wake up, so that's the once a day every day that we make it. It doesn't matter when the day actually changes. It's something we make for each 24-hour cycle, which seems to be the svara that the Mechaber is going with over here. Let's look at Yud Gimel. Hamashkim kodem or hayom. Oh, you know what? I did leave out, I think, an important ha'ar in the Mishnah Berurah here. If you slept... No, it's going to come up in... Yeah, let's do it here. In Sivkotin Chaf Ches, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you slept at night and then you woke up, so let's say you took an hour nap from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., assuming it was already dark outside... So then you would have to say a new Birchas HaTorah when you woke up. And he says that everybody agrees to this opinion. But let's say the opposite situation. Let's say you were up the entire night. So some say you don't need to say a new Birchas HaTorah when you wake up, and some say you do. And this is the same discussion we've been having, which is Birchas HaTorah something that you say once a day, every day, or is it something that goes from hefsik to hefsik? So if you were up the entire night, you didn't have a hefsik, but it's still a new day. So maybe you'd say a Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day. And you would have to say a new Birchas HaTorah. So you're a little bit stuck and you have the suffix. So one way is you can be yotze with somebody else. This happens on Shavuos morning. A lot of people are yotze with somebody else. Problem is, we just got done saying the other day that you should say the first bracha quietly because it's a suffix whether or not to answer amen after the first bracha before Vaharevna. So are you supposed to answer Amen? You're not supposed to answer Amen. That was in Se'ev Vav. We discussed, Mishnah Berurah said, best to make the first part of the bracha quietly. So we don't like it when we have to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah from somebody else, because it leads to a Safek Amen. So the solution that they quote in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the end of the Sifkaten is if a person was lucky enough to be able to take a nap the day before, then the next morning he is Chayev and Birchas HaTorah Mimonav Shach. Because he took a nap, let's say, getting ready to stay up all night on Shavuos, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And so then he may already have been chayev to say a new Birchas HaTorah when he woke up. So since he was already chayev to say a new Birchas HaTorah, and he didn't, so he was really chayev all along, and now when he wants to make Birchas HaTorah, he should. And let's say you say it's not totally in hefsik, so he wasn't chayev to make a new Birchas HaTorah when he woke up from his nap, but now he is chayev to say a Birchas HaTorah because he slept. Because it's a new day, and therefore, even though you didn't sleep the previous night, something you say once a day, every day, and therefore you are Chayim Birchas HaTorah. So that's the best possible way to get out of the problem, is if you took a nap the day before, you can rely on Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mimonav Shach when you start davening the next morning, that you're definitely Chayim Birchas HaTorah right now. Okay, so if Yud Gimel, the Mechab, Hamashkim Kodem Or Hayom Lilmo, let's say you wake up early in the morning, before dawn or before Netzachama to learn. You could say your Birchas HaTorah then, and you don't have to say a new one when you go to shul, meaning you don't have to say a new one when the sun comes up. Hamashkim kodem or hayom, mavarech kol seder abrachos, chutzi birchas hanos on the sech vivina, uparshas atomid. Shiyamtin mila omra ad shiyeor hayom. And you can even say everything you want except for anosan sechvi vina, because you really should wait till the world gets that hana. And you should also not say, you should also not say the bracha of you should not say the parshas ha-tamid, because that's not kosher time to bring the carbon tamid. I'll continue this sif tomorrow.